Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who feed us, our state's farmers and ranchers. As always, the program is brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. This is the week of giving thanks, and we got a few thoughts in that regard. However, this is also the final week in which we, all of us who support agriculture, can file our comments regarding the ongoing problems posed by small refinery waivers, which so negatively impact corn grind and harshly undermine the integrity of the renewable fuel standard. We have until the close of business November 29th, the day after Thanksgiving, to do just that. I won't go into all the particulars because you've heard that before in this program. You know also that corn farmers and ethanol producers from all across the country testified at the Environmental Protection Agency hearing October 30th. Both industries continue to put pressure on the EPA to follow the law, accurately account for expected small refinery waivers in the 2020 Renewable Fuel Standard Volume Rule. You can add your voice by visiting the National Corn Growers Association website. I repeat, we only have until the end of this week to get our comments on the record. It would appear that Representative Colin Peterson and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are close to holding a vote on the USMCA trade agreement, but a little nudge of support and thank you would also be important and appreciated. Hey, that's enough business because this is, as we said, the week of giving thanks and a special family time for most all of us. Although all of our kids and grandkids normally make it for our summer reunion at Thunderstick, it's been more than 10 years since we've all been together for Thanksgiving or Christmas. So happy to tell you this year they're heading home, complete with sleeping bags and card tables and folding chairs. Our little house of 48 years is just a tad small, but it works and we're so blessed. I can't begin to understand the physical and emotional toll that's been dealt to our farm and ranch families thanks to what we now simply refer to as 2019. That having been said, I pray that each of you can throttle down a bit, find the time and wherewithal to spend some thankful time with your families. From all the folks at South Dakota Corn, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hey, thanks for everything and God bless you and yours.